fit into the direct sequence spectrum over the frequency hopping
frame? This is like a religion. That's like asking, you know, what the advantages of virtual circuits versus datagrams about 10 years ago. You know, it's one of these religious battles. You can actually summarize the arguments. The main reason for the main advantage of direct sequence has is it makes it easier to do coherent demodulation, which makes it easier to knock down the power requirements, the EBU and zero requirements, which is the, you know, that is the key figure of merit in any of these systems. The lower you can get that figure, which is the signal wave ratio per user, the higher the capacity of the system. It's a direct relationship. If I can knock the EB over and zero down by 3 dB, I can double the capacity of my system. So I don't want to throw away anything I don't have to in non-coherent losses, such as are usually involved in a frequency hop system, if I can help it. The big advantage of a frequency hop system in the military world is it's very good at dealing with narrowband interference. So I can just hop around, or I can use coding to carry me through the narrowband channels that are being jammed. In a cellular system, the assumption is that, you know, this is not a war environment, we hope, you know, and you know, the spectrum is at least coordinated among the cellular carriers. It's cleared out in a given area, and only the CDMA cells are on the air. So the ability to resist strong airband interference is not so much of an advantage in a CDMA system. That's the reason why they went for direct sequence.